And around this time on a Friday, we meet somebody who lives in New Zealand who was forced to leave their homeland and resettle here. Today, I'm joined by Shashikala Syed Niyamudula from Sri Lanka. Hello there.
Hi, Jeff. Sashi here. How are you?
Yeah, lovely, Sashi. Thank you so much for joining us today. So you're originally from Sri Lanka, and how old were you when you left Sri Lanka, and why did you leave?
When I was 8, we fled from Sri Lanka to South India. This is because of the civil war in our country. After Sri Lanka got independence from British, they started to discriminate our Tamil people. You know, there were a lot of discrimination against our Tamil people, and a group of people, finally they started a group, LTT, Liberation Tigers of Tamilism, to fight against the government to get independent state, Tamilism. So initially it was not so much violence, but later
persecuted.
We found hello, can you hear me?
Hello, yes, sorry, I am listening. We've just got a bit a delay on the line. It can make it a bit tricky to have a conversation, so I'll try not to interrupt too much. What was South India like when you moved there? What was that experience like?
India, same like, you know, but the place where we moved is, they speak same language and it's all same culture. So it was a nice place to live. And yeah, I moved there with my parents and my siblings, and I educated there, got married, and I got two girls also in India. And yeah, we were living there.
So you had a couple of girls, a couple of baby girls, and eventually you decided that South India wasn't for you. You didn't have the same rights there, and you came to New Zealand. Where did you end up in New Zealand, and what were your first impressions?
We came to New Zealand in 2013 with my two girls. Actually, yeah, as I when India, I don't have a right, I don't have right like a normal citizens of Indian. So I came to New Zealand and I started my life in West Auckland, Ranui.
Ranui, okay. And how were the locals? Were they friendly, welcoming?
Yeah, it's really everyone we can see with smile and welcoming, always ready to help others. It was really, all the local people are very nice and supportive.
Great. And how about your girls? How old were they when you moved to New Zealand?
Elder one was 11 and the younger one was 3. So
the 3-year-old must almost never remember anything else.
Pardon?
The 3-year-olds must almost only have memories of living in New Zealand. She'll feel like a real born and bred Kiwi.
Yeah, she don't have any memories in back home, like in India. She could remember mostly her life in New Zealand. Yeah.
And it sounds like you've been very determined. You worked your way up and sort of have built a career here. Can you tell us a bit about your work?
I came in 2013. I started to look for a job, but first 3 months it was a little bit struggle because it's really hard to find a job without experience. I can speak English when I came here, but not fluent. And it was really difficult initially. Then later I came to know about Billong Aotearoa, formerly known as Auckland Regional Migrant Services. They were running two different community development projects. One is a WISE collective project which supports women from refugee and migrant background. And other one is Safari Multicultural Playgroup, which supports kids under 5 and their moms to learn English. So I immediately joined as a participant with WISE, and also I started to volunteering with the Safari Playgroup. And I got many training and workshops through Voice Project, which showed me the pathway to my employment. First, I was working as a caregiver, just one day job, and then I was working with Pack and Save. Then when I came to know that there is a vacancy in with Voice Project itself, I applied and I got. I joined as a project leader. Now I'm the project coordinator for Voice Collective Project, and I also run Voice Catering Services.
Can you tell us a bit about what your job is there, or what sort of people you're helping?
So we support women from refugee and migrant background. We support, people from our background, when they come, they really feel isolated, and they find it's hard because of their language barrier, confident to, move around, to get job, to socialize everything. So we support them to socialize and also give trainings to improve their skills and help them to generate some income for their families.
Great. Do you feel like you make a big difference in people's lives?
Pardon?
Do you feel like you make a big difference for people?
Yes, really. Because, for me, the Voice Project made a big difference in my life. So now I'm standing on my own feet. And after joining with Voice, now I become like a role model to our community. And also I'm supporting all the women to, stand like me. So
would you have a message? Yeah. Would you have a message for people listening, for women listening who maybe come from somewhere else and feel isolated?
It's really hard for people, anyone who come to a new country, to settle, without job, money, driving, English language. So for me, the Voice Project showed me the pathway to employment, family, friends. Now I feel like I have everything here. I feel the sense of belonging. I feel I belong to New Zealand. So I want everyone to feel the same. So if you, if anyone find any people, any woman particularly, because we support women, so, and their family too. So if you find or if anyone needs support, please refer them to our project. Voice Project, and our website is belong.org.nz, and also
right, we'll
our
put a link on our website.
Different trainings and workshops for migrants.
Thanks, Sashi Kala Syed.